Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from our podcast archives. In this one, we explore the perhaps surprisingly rare scenario of who foots the bill when you get into a car wreck on a test drive. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Have you ever test driven a new car with the salesperson sitting next to you in the passenger seat urging you to open it up a little more or find out what this thing can really do? That kind of encouragement might help sell cars, but it's a calculated risk on the part of the salesperson. Sure, if you're testing a car from a dealership and an accident occurs, there's a chance that your personal car insurance may be considered responsible, but that's not as common as you might think. Each state has different laws that determine responsibility. We spoke with Jeff Willoughby, Director of Large Accounts at Century Insurance, a U.S. mutual insurance company. He said, the customer's insurance can come into play, depending on state statutes and whether or not their coverage is considered primary or the dealership's coverage is considered primary, and that's different across the country. Furthermore, Willoughby explains, crashes during test drives don't happen all that often, though no one really keeps track of the exact numbers as a proportion of test drives taken. But when they do, he said, it's normally covered by whatever company handles the inventory for that dealership. Car dealerships are considered niche markets by the insurance company and require specialized insurance, which can come from a few different places. A property and casualty insurance company is able to handle the needs of a business such as a car dealership, but Willoughby points out that car dealerships can also buy insurance through the manufacturer of the car that they sell or through the lender they use to finance their inventory. Thanks to these specialized types of insurance, a car dealership doesn't have to individually insure every car on the lot. Rather, the cars fall under a blanket policy, which makes things easier since a dealership's inventory changes daily. So, how much does a dealership pay for coverage on all of its cars? It varies a lot, depending on the size of the dealership and whether it's a small business or part of a larger dealer network. Willoughby estimates a single-point dealership in an average-sized town might spend between $40,000 and $60,000 a year for coverage. a multi-location dealership will spend anywhere from $100,000 up to millions of dollars. This coverage protects all of a dealer's inventory and isn't just for test drives. So chances are, if you wreck a car on a test drive, the car dealership and its insurance company probably has it covered. But since it's still a risk to just let anyone come in off the street and drive a new car, car dealerships have several best practices to help minimize the potential for problems. You might be annoyed by a salesperson's nosy chit-chat, but the salesperson is actually assessing the risk you pose, as well as how likely you are to buy a car that day. A dealership's insurance company generally expects the dealership to follow specific procedures during the test drive as well. Willoughby said, the salesperson goes with them on the test drive to control the exposure. And also, best practice is there's a predetermined route that the test drive takes, because you want to have a test drive route that consists primarily, if not solely, of right-hand turns to avoid the extra exposure that exists when you're making left-hand turns. Some dealerships allow customers to take cars home overnight, and as you might guess, their insurers are not exactly fond of this practice. Willoughby notes that if a car is damaged while it's in a customer's care overnight, the scenario becomes a lot more complicated. A car dealership also has the right to refuse test drives. Some common scenarios where the dealership might decline to let a customer test a car include the person not having a driver's license, the person appearing to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol, the car they want to drive being rare or unusual, or the car they want to drive being very high performance. So if you have your eye on that limited edition Speedster, just be aware that the sales team is going to be wary of anyone who just wants to go for a joyride. Willoughby said, that's at the dealership's discretion. Every dealer kind of makes their own call on that. Most dealers aren't going to let those specialty cars out of their sight. Meanwhile, what would happen if you were out on a test drive and you got a speeding ticket? Most of us would have the usual choices, pay the ticket or fight it in court. Unless you're the CEO of sports car manufacturer Lotus. In January of 2018, 54-year-old Jean-Marc Gales, who already had a storied history of moving violations, successfully argued his way out of a 102-mile-per-hour speeding ticket in a 70-mile-per-hour zone near Norwich, England. Gales reportedly told the court that he was testing one of the company's newest cars and was given a pass. Today's episode is based on the article, What Happens If You Wreck a Car on a Test Drive? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Charisse Threewitt. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.